Hey Saplings, just a quick heads up, this episode isn't much of a comedy and deals with what Ducky and Julius would call themes of mental health and domestic problems. It's heavier than our previous episodes, so please take that under advisement. If you'd like, you can always get a friend to listen to it for you first. You have been getting your friends to listen, haven't you?
You not to fucking take it. How many times?
I'm sorry.
How do you even know my password?
Your password is 1234.
Just give it here.
Oh, can I not have it for 10 more minutes? I am just finishing hanging up the washing.
Then put your phone on charge. Look, you've still got it in your pocket. If you put it on charge when you've taken mine, it'll be charged by now.
You do not have to get so defensive about it.
I'm not defensive. Look, I'm waiting on a very important work call, alright? Possible big client. I can't afford to miss it.
Well, you should have just said.
Sorry, I'm just stressed at the moment.
We are only 2 days into lockdown. It is going to get much more stressful.
Yeah, I know. Hey, tell you what, I'll stay here and help you hang up the last bits.
Oh, okay, that would be nice. Here, shake out these jeans. You might need to stand back a little bit.
Okay, alright. Oh, fucking huge spider!
Where is... let me get her.
Oh.
Hello, little miss. Let's keep you safe, huh?
Oh, that hideous thing is not a little miss.
Oh, she is not hideous. She is just misunderstood. You know, when I was a little girl and we lived in the country, I used to keep spiders. I'd make them little plastic spider houses in Tupperware and pick dead flies out of my mama's feather duster to feed them. To help them drink, I would give them soaked parts of cotton wool.
Oh, this is why people hate the French. You've still not got rid of it. Just please take it away from me.
Looks like he is evicting you, little miss. Let's go. Going to sit on that, and I am certainly not going to clean it up.
Peed all over this. Oh!
It is despicable, no?
Why are you pointing at me? I didn't do that.
Well, I hardly have the proper tools to make such a mess. Unless you think I peed in a glass and threw it over the toilet.
But I always lift the lid up.
Oh, well, then it must have been a ghost. Or perhaps the robber broke in just to nip to the loo.
No. I'm sorry. Clearly I was just tired, and I thought I left it up. That must have been really gross for you.
That is okay. I know it was a mistake. But please, clean it up so I can be.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Fuck! Corinne, have you washed these?
Yes, Nick, just a few days ago. Why, is there something you wanted me to wash especially?
No, it's my clothes. In the wardrobe, they... Oh, they stink!
Let me have a smell. They smell fine to me.
They smell... Oh, it smells like fucking shit!
Honestly, I cannot smell anything. And I washed these clothes just a few days ago. They should be fresh.
I don't think it's water rot. It smells like something fucking died. Oh, God, perhaps something did die. What if a rat or something got inside the cupboard and it's died and it's the smells in all my clothes? Oh!
Nick, I truly cannot smell anything.
How can you not smell it? It's repulsive! I'm sure it's a dead animal or something. Oh, I'm almost afraid to look. Oh!
Sit here. I will look for you, although I am sure I will find nothing, and can you please hold the clothes back up once I am done?
Deal. Just so long as I have to. Oh!
No, it is as I suspected. Nothing at all.
What?
Perhaps it is a problem with your breath. Have you done your teeth today?
Yes, I've done my teeth today.
Then perhaps you have a cold and you are smelling the, what is the word? The phlegm.
It's not phlegm. Can you really not smell that? Maybe the problem's with you. Hang on. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Smell this. What's this?
That is vinegar, Nick.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. God, weird. Well, I swear the clothes smell, so could you please just... Would you please wash them again for me? I'll take a shower and I'll try and clear my sinuses out and wash my hair. Maybe it is something inside me.
Sure, I will wash your clothes. Can I borrow your phone to listen to music?
For the last time.
Kidding. Good morning, Nick. I hope work is going well. And you slept well last night. He did not wake me up, so I assume that baby you've been hearing was not crying again.
I still can't believe he didn't wake you.
Lying next to you snoring must have made me a much heavier sleeper. And you did not have any bladder problems last night, so that is an improvement.
You mean he just didn't sleepwalk to the toilet and piss all over it?
Do not worry. I called 111, remember? And they said it was quite common, especially if you are stressed. Now I know it is not from carelessness. Nick, it is okay. It is nothing to be ashamed about. Here, I'm going to make myself some coffee. Would you like a drink? We still have a few cokes in the fridge.
No, I'm alright actually. I'm trying to stay away from fizzy drinks. My teeth have felt all fuzzy and gross the last few days.
You must be getting a coronavirus cavity from all the extra snacking.
I thought I'd get fat, not toothless. Also, do they look a little discoloured? I was sure it must just be the bathroom light, but...
Let me have a look. Say ah!
Yeah.
They look perfectly fine to me.
Yeah, I thought so. Still, I might go use the mouthwash again, just to be sure.
Okay, Nick.
My head and... Oh, must be whatever detergent you're using.
I have not changed it. It is the same one as ever. Pixie Mon Bio.
Well then, is it an old one? Or maybe it's gone off or gone sour? Or...
Nick, it is soap. And I bought it last time I went shopping. I promise you, it is perfectly fine. And I even cleaned the washing machine before I put it on. I don't know what the matter is. Perhaps you should go to a doctor.
During the pandemic? And say what? My clothes smell bad. No.
Nick, I promise you it is not your clothes. It's...
What? Sorry
for yelling. I'm gonna... Look. I know it's a lot of money, but... I'm gonna throw my clothes out and just buy new ones. I'm pretty sure there are still some like online stores that will sell me temporary stuff. It's hardly like I'm going into work.
Nick.
I won't spend too much, I promise. But please, I can't wear these anymore. Not with this smell. It is real. I know you can't smell it, but trust me, I can.
Okay, but don't throw them out just yet. If you buy the new ones and they still smell, then...
If the new clothes smell, then I will go to the doctor or something. Just look after the old clothes, please.
Okay, Nick.
Thanks, Corinne. Hey, I love you.
I love you too, Nick.
Okay. New clothes. Hardly the height of fashion, but they appear to be. Smell free.
Fantastic. And the food is almost done, so hopefully today in your nice smell free clothes you will be able to finish the whole meal.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Corinne. I know the past few days have been difficult. I've been a bit tense.
Not at all, not at all. I know how it is when you have an idea in your head and you cannot get rid of it.
Well, it's over now. At least you won't have to wash your dirty clothes for a while.
I'm almost sorry. A real estate agent in the coronavirus. Perhaps I better get used to being an housewife. Oh, and that is the food, then.
Lovely. It smells, Oh, hang on. I better get this. It's the important client I told you about.
Oh, day truly is looking up.
Wish me luck.
Fingers crossed.
He's woken me up 4 times this week. At the very least, I should make sure it's okay. What if I should call the police? The baby shouldn't be crying this much.
Nick, we are in quarantine.
The baby might be in trouble.
There is no baby. I can hear nothing. Nick, it is like the peeing and the clothes smell. You're imagining things.
There is a baby.
Nick, I am worried about you. Please. I think it is the quarantine, the stress, and all these important phone calls. You are working too hard. Please, please believe me. Don't go downstairs. Look, I can even stroke you. Here, lie next to me, and I will stroke your hair, and you will feel better. We can even put on some classical music. Please.
You're sure? You're sure you don't hear anything?
No, I don't. Now, please, come lie here. And as soon as this important deal is closed, please take some time off. You are hurting yourself, and you are starting to frighten me. Perhaps you need to get help.
Help?
For your mind.
My mind?
The peeing and the weird smells and even your teeth. I notice how much you brush them. And you have started to wince when you eat your food, like they are hurting you.
Corinne. I'm sorry, Corinne. I am. It's just like you said. It's just stress. I'm just far too stressed. Just. Once this big deal's closed, I'll take some time off, okay? It'll be fine.
Do you promise? Nick, you pulled a face. Did you hear it again? Did you hear the baby again?
No, just caught my balls and moved. Corinne, I promise you everything's gonna be just fine.
Thing what you do. Yes, your job is important, but your mental health is even more important. Do not look so sad. It is only 2 weeks, just so you can get your head together. And you had all that time saved up, and you work so much overtime. Even though you did not get the deals this time, they will not pass over you again, I'm sure of it.
It just looks bad. Taking time off when the company really needs the staff.
You need it to rest. And besides, they would not want a crazy man running around in their company, eh? You will be in a much better position now that you have taken a little time off.
No. I know you're right. At least I might stop waking up in the middle of the night and pissing all over the toilet.
Yes, at least. Now, I will run you a nice hot bubble bath, and you will have a cup of tea, and you will start relaxing. Please.
Yeah. Corinne, can I make a request? No sugars in my tea, please.
Is it your teeth? They are still bothering you.
No. No. No, of course not. I read a health thing online that made me, I'm being silly. Two shoes would be great. Thanks.
Wonderful.
I thought I saw a spider.
Oh, you really are a big baby, getting me all anxious for nothing. Well, if it comes back, just call for me, okay? We have had quite enough screaming in this house recently.
Yeah. If it comes back, I'll call you.
Good.
To have borrowed my phone again.
I forgot to put my phone on charge last night, but you were asleep, so I thought, what's the harm in playing a little music? But does not the food smell good?
Yeah, I can smell it. Sorry, Corinne, are the eggs okay?
I bought them yesterday.
And the milk?
Also bought. Nick? Nick, why are you looking at me like that?
Corinne, what are you wearing? The fuck are you wearing?
My pajamas, Nick. A t-shirt with a little pussycat on and some baggy shorts. Nick?
Those aren't your pajamas, Corinne. Those are my clothes! My top and my shorts that you were supposed to throw away!
No, Nick, you have it wrong. I did throw them away. These are my bed clothes.
Corinne, if you're doing this to fuck with me, I swear to fucking God!
Nick, please step back. You are threatening me.
Take the clothes off, Corinne. Take the clothes off, Corinne! Take your fucking
I will show you that they are my clothes, okay? Yeah, you see in the picture, yes?
Your pajamas. You're wearing your pajamas.
With the pussycat, yes?
I'm sorry.
Nick? Anymore. His mind is not with him. No, I know you are his mother, but he cannot stay with you. It is not safe with the virus. I think the next thing that happens, I will have to call someone to. Well, to come and help. I hope he will go with them voluntarily, but Nicky is. I am starting to feel like I am in danger. Okay, I will wait. But I can only go on for a little longer. Maybe with some rest and sleep, perhaps he'll... Well, we'll see. But if anything else happens, I will have to cause him to come and get him. Ah, merci. Goodbye.
Yeah, great. Better than ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look. About yesterday, I'm sorry. I think it's like, you know how the fever's worse just before it breaks? I think yesterday was like that. That was me breaking the fever.
Oh, not really.
I was just so stressed, and now finally this morning I feel well rested for the first time in ages.
You do?
Yeah. I think you were right, I just needed to take some time off. All that pressure from work.
And you had not taken an holiday in months, and all those nights when you came in so late, it is almost no surprise that it got to you.
Yeah, I guess I just burnt out. But honestly, I think I'm fine now. I'm gonna be fine.
Oh, Nick, that is wonderful. Here, sit down. I was just making breakfast.
Oh, lovely. Omelets again?
Yes. In fact, you like bacon and tomatoes, so you can have this one, and I will make my one next.
No, honestly,
please. I insist.
It's very kind of you, Karine. Thank you.
Here you go. Are you happy to have coffee or shall I put the tea on? Nick? Nick? Are you okay?
Yeah, coffee. Coffee is fine. Sorry, it's my stomach. It just really hurts. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to eat.
Your stomach now too? Perhaps we ought to get you to hospital. If it is part of the same thing as before.
No, it's past. It's past. It's just some trap wind, I think. Perfectly normal.
Okay, but if it starts hurting again, you let me know. If you are not even able to eat a gentle food like an omelette.
No, I can eat it. But I would love a coffee.
Coming right up. And here we go.
Thanks.
Mm. That is my phone, fully charged for once. I will be right back. If I'd been in an accident. Ugh. Also, Nick, you must chew your food. I could hear you from out there. Are you alright? Your face looks red.
Yeah. You were right. I choked.
Oh, bless you. Have a big swig of coffee. And for goodness sake, choose the next bite. Slowly. Is that not better?
Nick, what's wrong?
Spider in my mouth! Spider in my fucking mouth! Oh fuck, where's it gone? Oh, what if it's laid eggs? Oh fuck! There it is!
Nick!
It is!
Nick, there's nothing there!
And there was hair in my fucking omelet yesterday! My hair, because half of it fucking fell out in the shower! I don't know what's wrong with me! I'm insane! I've gone fucking crazy and you can't see any of it! I'm so sorry! Help me, please help me! I want to feel normal again! I'm sorry!
Well, you can't stay here like this.
I know! I'll go anywhere! Anywhere just to make this stop!
Why don't you go stay with Molly?
Molly?
That's who sent you that tit picture I found on your phone, oui?
Oh, she went to prison.
What? A feminist icon like her?
Feminist icon? She tortured the guy. That is domestic abuse.
But what if...
not again.
She was torturing men to the sounds of Diana Ross, wearing heels so sharp they could cut a man, and dark red lipstick. A certified girl boss.
She didn't... I don't... that's not how she looked, and this isn't what feminism's about.
Aggressive physical feats while still looking conventionally attractive.
If you say so.
Say, Julius, what did she look like in real life?
Corrine. Early 30s, short, blonde hair.
See, I don't really see her that way. In fact, I see her as a tall brunette.
Oh, you do you?
In a miniskirt. You like tall brunettes and miniskirts, don't you, Julius? I've seen your collection of Julia Roberts movies.
I could be gay.
Are you gay, Julius?
No.
So I'm thinking, what if this Corinne used to be a cheerleader?
Do they even have cheerleaders in France?
They have whatever your heart desires, Mr. writer.
Then, what if there was a dream sequence where Nick imagines Corrine as a cheerleader in high school, and she goes to seduce him as part of her evil plan, you see, before pulling out a knife and licking it sexually?
Julius, darling, you're starting to impress me. Now, did she have any mental health problems?
Well, the papers said she had BPD. Do you know what that stands for?
No idea.
Yeah, me neither. I'll just write down bonking people disorder.
Love it!
Oh, and at some point, she should spill something down her white top. She's clumsy. It's a relatable character flaw.
Congratulations, Julius. I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, what's next?
I'm getting a little tired, so how about for this next one, we just rip off Disney.
Perfect! No, it ain't cool to say this. I know it ain't cool to be
like this, but I just wanna let you know that you're my favorite. Little Bonsai presents Plague Town, written, edited, and directed by Freddie Valdosta, performed by Freddie Gilbraith and Quinn B. Kirkland, produced by Angus Lorenzo. Special thanks to Dolly Hill. The music you're listening to is You're My Favorite by Jason Dering. We're on Twitter, at The Little Bonsai, and at Plague Town. Come drop us a line if you've enjoyed the show. You can also rate and review on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and Google Podcasts. And if you know someone who might like the show, we'd love you to show it to them. Stay safe out there, saplings. I just wanna let you know that you're my favorite. I just wanna let you know.